Time is 8:29. Emergency triple team traffic. And where do you start, Andy?
Southbound 15 in South Salt Lake. A crash near 33rd South has you backed up all the way to the 5th South on-ramp in Salt Lake City. It is a parking lot going south. You can get south a little bit quicker on those transition ramps, but eventually you have to merge back onto the main flow or exit the freeway, so it'll only save you a little bit of time. Then you've got northbound slowdowns still through Draper, Sandy. You've got it again in Murray, and then stop and go between 21st South and downtown because of a couple crashes on the northbound side, Eric Butler.
And over on the south belt, you've got eastbound delays heading by Redwood Road as you're in Taylorsville. And then once you go past I-15, if you're heading over to Cottonwood Heights, because of the construction looks like it's going on again, you've got slowing around the Knutson's Corner as you head up north towards Holiday. Heather?
We are looking at rain and stop-and-go traffic between 650 North and Clearfield all the way down to Hillfield Road in Layton. Not sure if there's an accident or that's just construction also slowing you down with the rain. And then it is completely stopped just after the US 89 split in Farmington all the way down to Parish Lane and Centerville. Well, our crash is blocking two left-hand lanes. You definitely want to take Legacy Parkway this morning. So right when you get to that US 89 Legacy split, please take Legacy instead into downtown. Surround yourself in the warmth and hospitality of a quaint resort centered around the most stunning red rock landscapes on Earth. That's Moab, featuring biking, hiking, photographic vistas, parks, and more. Moab, where adventure begins. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.